To get started, find a quiet, warm floor space where you can lie down undisturbed, preferably carpeted or on a yoga mat, for instance. Place a small pile of books under your head for support, high enough to stop your head tipping back, but not so high that your chin is pushed toward your chest, constricting your throat. Lying down on your back, bend your knees so they point up toward the ceiling, feet flat on the floor, about shoulder width apart, and rest your hands on your abdomen. The first thing I want you to notice as you begin your lie down is your connection to the ground beneath you. Be aware of those parts of your body that actually have contact with the floor, and in particular, of your weight-bearing points of contact. Your feet, the back of your hips, actually the pelvic crests, your elbows, shoulders, and the back of your head resting on the books. Often, even though resting, we still hang on to the tensions from when we're up and doing. So remind yourself that you are not upright right now, and you are supported by the floor beneath you. Let gravity help coax the muscles of your back to release as you start to let go. Let's start more actively engaging your thinking to give yourself directions. You can think of directions as messages directly from your brain to your body. Just allow these thoughts to pass through your system without force, strain, or judgment on how well you're doing. Direct your neck to be free. Free of tension, free to move, so that your head can release out of the top of your spine. Direct your back, in fact your whole torso, to lengthen and widen. Direct your legs to release out of the hip joints, knees pointing up to the ceiling, and your shoulders to release out to the side. Staying aware of your whole self, bring a portion of your awareness to your head and neck. Notice your head resting on the books, and again remind yourself that you do not need to be engaging any muscles to hold it up right now. Your head and neck are completely at rest. Allow the muscles of the face, the forehead, the cheeks, around the mouth, to soften and spread. If you notice you are clenching your teeth, let the back teeth part slightly, tongue resting on the floor of the mouth. Are you including your whole neck when you think of your neck? Your neck is long and three-dimensional. Include the front of your neck, the throat area and right up under the chin, the sides of your neck and the back of your neck in your thinking. Allow the muscles of the neck to ease out and spread into length. Remember, this is a thought, a message from brain to body. As you breathe in and out, remind yourself not to tighten your neck. Bring your attention to your back resting on the floor. As you think of your back, include from the top of the shoulders to the bottom of the pelvis. Allow the back to open up and spread onto the floor. No pushing, no straining, just allowing. Allow the chest to open up and spread into width. Think of allowing expansion out from left shoulder away from the right shoulder and expansion out from the right shoulder, away from the left shoulder. Allow expansion out from the left hip, away from the right hip, and from the right hip, away from the left. Allow expansion throughout the whole torso. Think diagonally across the body, expanding from left hip to right shoulder, and from right hip to left shoulder. Notice your legs releasing out from the torso. As the torso releases up toward the head, the legs release down toward the feet. Allow your knees to sway gently back and forth in the hip sockets, letting go of any unnecessary tension. Let them come back so they are comfortably balanced. If you imagine you have floodlights on the top of your knees, think of the lights as beaming directly up to the ceiling above you, not crossing in the middle or beaming out to the sides. Let your feet and back support your legs in easy balance. Be aware of your arms releasing out from your back. Allow your elbows to conduct the weight of your arms to the floor. We do so much with our arms and hands, this is often the hardest place to let go. Remind yourself that you are not using your arms and hands right now. They can be completely at rest. If you notice some gripping in the hands, invite width into the wrist area and into the palms of the hand. Ask your fingers to gently ease into length. Remember, no forcing or straining, rather a letting go of what you don't need. Now let's include your breath in your awareness of your whole self. First, notice if you are holding your breath. If you are, gently exhale and notice the breath come in again naturally. Notice the flow of air in and out through the nostrils. Then notice where you sense the movement of your breath in your body. Is it in your chest? Or do you notice a fall and rise in your abdomen? What about your ribs? Can you sense them move with your breath? See if you can notice them moving in and out to the sides while you breathe. And what about your back? Can you feel the expansion of your ribs in your back too? In fact, the ribs play an integral role in the breathing mechanism. The diaphragm is attached all around to the lower ribs, and the lungs are housed within the rib cage, which moves with the breath. So, as you breathe in, the ribs lift to expand out so the lungs can fill with air, and they lower when you breathe out. To help you visualize this, imagine that your rib cage is an empty cylinder with a flexible floor and flexible walls. Put yourself, a tiny speck of your own consciousness, floating inside this cylinder so you can observe your breath as if from the inside. So, as you breathe in, watch the walls and floor gently move away from you. And as you breathe out, watch them gently move toward you. As you stay with this image for a while, observing your breath from within, you will become aware of the gentle in and out motion of your rib cage, affecting your whole torso, front, sides, and back. As the breath flows in, the walls and floor of the cylinder gently move away from you. As the breath flows out again, the walls and floor of the cylinder gently move back toward you. When you are ready to finish your lie down, continue to be aware of the flow of the breath and the ribs moving with the breath, allowing all around expansion of the torso. Renew your directions. Allow your neck to be free. I am not tightening or tensing my neck, so your head can release out of the top of the spine. Allow your back to expand into length and width. Allow your legs to release out from the torso to the feet and your arms to release out of your back. Before you get up, remind yourself that you have the support of the ground beneath you. You have space above you, behind you, in front of you, and to either side of you. Let go of any tension that the thought of getting up may have brought about. Doing nothing to disturb the release and ease of the lie down, take your time to bring yourself gently and mindfully up to standing, allowing yourself to expand into the space around you.